From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
So last night I had this dream. I was back in college doing a panty raid, and all the girls had men's tidy whiteys in their drawers.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Hey, does that qualify as a nightmare, by the way? From the Mojo studio on Sunset and Vine, overlooking a sea of crazies and the zombies returning from the Grammys last night. Strap in for another action-packed adventure.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Was there any bow chicka wow wow for Melania at the box office? Have California Democrats lost their damn minds again? And what are the four careers to stay away from in the future? I'll fill you in. I've also got the new list of states you should avoid moving to. And should Don Lemon change his name to Dick Zucker? Another round of head drama's on the way. We're going to whip out the showbiz quiz on you. Plus, our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including I Saw It on the X and Rock Tales. That's what's happening today on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, February 2nd. All right, fellas, did you experience that football withdrawal I told you about? Did you spend time with women? Did you get some Oosha Daddy action? Clean out the pipes? I certainly hope so. It is Groundhog Day today, and I was thinking about repeating last Thursday's episode just to mess with you, but there's too much juice happening. Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, and if you haven't been pounded enough, you're going to get six more weeks of winter.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, so sorry about that. New round of Radio Wars started today. It's me against the top 50 rock stations in America this year, as I put my programming chops on the line for all to see. So far, you've selected me the winner the first 5 weeks of the year, so thank you for that. This week's battle is with The Eagle, very good rock station in Houston, KGLK. I'm a little intimidated, by this station. Go to vote at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com and check it out at ratsasspodcast.com. And play Radio Wars. All right, let's get into the rap today. We're starting to learn more about Alex Preti. He's the guy that was taken out by ICE in Minnesota. Here is an update from Spot On Media.
So now we know the truth about Alex Preti, and it's exactly what you'd expect. Not a nurse, not a peaceful bystander, not an innocent man gunned down by a tyrannical government. He quit his job months ago. His own parents say he was showing unusual behavior. They told him, don't do anything stupid. He scrubbed his social media the day before. He had a loaded gun on him with no permit and no ID. He spat on a federal agent and kicked out a taillight in footage from 11 days earlier. This wasn't a man caught in the crossfire. This was a man looking for a fight. And here's the thing. This is the same story every single time. The media runs the emotional headline first. Nurse killed by ICE. Wall-to-wall coverage. Tears on late-night TV. Then the facts come out. Quietly. Days later, and suddenly no one wants to talk about it. His parents warned him. The footage warned us. And the narrative fell apart the second anyone bothered to look. This is why you never give an inch. Because the truth always comes out. Always.
I think we can all agree it was a shame that Alex lost his life, but he was a troubled individual. And you know, when you go looking for trouble in the wrong places, chances are you're going to find it. So you better think twice before you decide to take on federal or any kind of law enforcement gang. Hey, and by the way, I got to say this too. A quick note to Hanoi Jane Fonda. Would you please take your damn silly pills, you crazy 88-year-old irrelevant hag muffin?
That's just about enough of that.
Sorry, I had to get it off my chest. All right, as expected, all the movie critics trashed the movie Melania. Are you surprised by that? Yeah, I was going to go see it, but then I saw the trailer promoting it that it only covered the last 20 days leading up to the election. I thought, why not 21? What are they hiding here? Then it also occurred to me there would be a lot of conservatives sitting in those seats in the theaters. Do you remember the movie Inglourious Basterds, where the Nazis were lured to a movie theater about Hitler, and they locked them in, lit it up, and blew them all away with machine guns? Yeah, that's what I pictured in my head, and that's when I decided to wait a month for it to drop on the streaming platforms. But that's how my mind works sometimes. Paranoia will destroy you. But let's see how it did at the box office with the real critics. Those of you who pass money, Fleabag, do we have Box Office Mojo here? Funny I would use Box Office Mojo, huh? Let's see. Melania. Ooh, baby. Melania checked in at number 3 out of the top 5 with an estimated $7 million. All right, well, to give you some perspective on this, if I remember correctly, Becoming Led Zeppelin was released around February of last year at this time. That was a rock documentary about the band, and it only grossed around $2.5 million opening weekend. So is Melania more popular than Led Zeppelin? Could be. All right, California Democrats have lost their damn minds again. These desperate, greedy maggots, led by King Dipshit Gavin Newsom, want to implement a mileage tax on us of 6 to 9 cents per mile on top of registration fees that are ungodly and the highest gas tax in the nation. Now, we did the math on this. On a two-car family who commutes to work, easily they'll put on 15,000 miles on each car. Easily. That adds another $4,200 to the family budget. Now, if this goes through, I have no doubt the Republican candidate that vows to repeal it will win. This is the hill the Democrats have decided to die on, and I'm wondering why. I mean, unless they're so confident they'll win future elections because they can rig them, why would they try to shove this down our throats? You know, back in the day in history, we the people used to hang politicians for attempting to do taxation like this. Not promoting anything, I'm just saying sometimes old ideas become new again. But this is the definition of highway robbery, folks. All right, the list of endangered industries has been released, and if you're planning a career in one of them, you better rethink it. Here are the top four and why. Thanks to AI, careers in movies, television, and traditional radio, careers are going to continue to disappear. They can do with AI what they would need a whole staff of people to do. So if you want to be an actor or a radio pronouncer, think again. If you want to own a restaurant, fewer people are willing to spend the money to eat out these days due to poor food quality, high prices, and piss-poor service. Businesses that depend on other companies' platforms. Like if you do business on a digital platform, you better have a backup plan. Am I concerned about the Rat's Ass podcast? Not really. I pay to be on the best platforms. So I think as long as I have, you know, ratsasspodcast.com, hosted by GoDaddy, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, I should be good. But if not, we'll be curtains too. So I have to keep an eye on that and develop a backup plan. Due to our national debt and all the fraud Doge is finding, if you depend on government funding, you're going to be SOL because it's all going to dry up until the Democrats gain power again, which we hope never happens. Continuing on, though, with our lists of lists here, if you're planning to move to one of these five states in the future, you might want to rethink these. And I'll throw in a couple of others moving up the list fast. Number five is Florida. Due to the high cost of homeowners insurance along the coastlines because of the hurricanes and the weather, Texas checked in at number four due to a lot of pressure on their electric grid. They suffer from potential power outages during winter. Not good if you like staying warm. Illinois was number three, taxation, high taxation, lack of opportunity in severe weather, along with New York at number two, also high taxation, lack of opportunity in severe weather. And number one, if you're thinking about moving here to California, forget about it. High taxation, lack of opportunity, high cost of living across the board, businesses moving out of state, and including citizens. And moving up this list very fast is Arizona and Nevada. And that's due to the lack of water, energy, and the increasing cost of living. So that's really seven states. If you're thinking about moving there, you might want to make a U-turn. All right, on Friday, Dingleberry Don Lemon was arrested for violating the FACE Act that protects churches from being harassed. Now, essentially, Don conspired with a leftist group to invade a church and proceed to hassle them, which is illegal. But he thought he could jump in and act like he was interviewing the congregation under the guise of being a journalist to justify this. Now, I worked as a journalist for a lot of years. So let me lay this out for you so you can understand what Dingleberry Don was up to. Then you can decide logically if you're for Dingleberry Don or not. And maybe he does need to change his name and hide under the guise of Dick Zucker. Now, if I start a massive blaze that's burning a city down, like, say, Palisades, and then I have a news crew film me covering the blaze as a news story to promote my media channel, am I an arsonist or am I a journalist?
He's good. He's real good.
Yeah, who's up for a rocktail? Here's TDK.
When an opening band visited a rock star's house, They were not expecting to be scared to death. Back in the 1970s, an American rock band got the opportunity of a lifetime. Fly over to England and open for a huge band. They were super excited to be meeting their English heroes, but had no idea what kind of welcome awaited them. Right before the tour started, the lead singer of the headlining band invited the opening band to his house so they could get acquainted. So the band and the crew got on their rented tour bus and headed over to the singer's estate. They all filed out of the bus one by one, walked up to the singer's front door, knocked, and then all hell broke loose. The lead singer swung open the front door and came flying out, holding something in his hand that has buckshot in it, ran to the lake, fired at the ducks, and scared the hell out of the band. And that's how Van Halen met Ozzy Osbourne.
I love that story. You know, I saw that tour back in 78 at the Civic Arena in Pittsburgh, and Van Halen blew Black Sabbath off the stage. I mean, it was so bad, that tour, that Ozzy was fired by Black Sabbath, and he went solo. Now, can you imagine, though, seeing Black Sabbath and Van Halen in their prime for $12? A week later, I saw AC/DC with Bon Scott and Cheap Trick, also for $12. I mean, that's four of the all-time great bands in their prime for a total cost of $24. Man, who had it better than us in the 70s and 80s?
Some people used to call him the gangster of sports. Now we just call him Sporty Puss.
What?
Here's Mojo Elliott with his spin on sports on the Rap.
Sporty Puss? Okay, that fits. All right, I'll take it. The interest in the Super Bowl appears to be at an all-time low. Most of the talk this past week has been about Bad Bunny, not Seattle or New England, outside of your sports outlets, and even they're talking about the halftime show, for crying out loud. So why is this, we ask? Could it be because we have two teams who haven't been in the playoffs for years? I mean, we don't have a stud quarterback like Tom Brady. We've got a journeyman quarterback in Sam Darnold against Drake May, who's been in the NFL for, like, what, 2 minutes? I mean, I get it. Some of you feeling like, oh, geez, watching someone change a vacuum cleaner bag sounds more exciting than this Super Bowl. It appears the Las Vegas Raiders are set to hire Seattle offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak after the Super Bowl. This pretty much ensures they'll take Fernando Mendoza with the first pick in the NFL draft coming up on April 23rd. The Arizona Cardinals have inked Rams offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur is their new head coach. The NBA trade deadline is this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern so far. No really earth-shaking deals, but hang on. It could happen. And my Cincinnati Reds got the big back they wanted, signing Eugenio swing and miss Suarez. But if he does put the bat on the ball, generally it's tater time. So looking forward to having him back in a Reds uniform. All right, check on the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Tip Wilcox in Columbus, Ohio. Are you disappointed the Lakers didn't get DeAndre Hunter from Cleveland and that he ended up in Sacramento? No, not at all. I know there was some discussion about this trade, sending Roy Hachimura and Dalton Connect to Cleveland for Hunter. But to me, they were just making a move to make a move with that trade. Those players are kind of interchangeable. Jimmy Kane, Newark, New Jersey. Have you looked into the Yankees and Mets rosters heading into spring training yet? Not beyond the free agent signings, Jimmy. I think the Yankees re-signing Cody Bellinger was huge. The Mets really upgraded with Bo Bichette, Luis Robert Jr., if he returns to the player he was a couple of years ago. And Freddy Peralta. Hell of a pitcher to anchor down your starting rotation. I think you're going to miss Pete Alonso, but I think it was an upgrade for the Mets. So hopefully you'll have a good season. That's my spin on sports on the Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, we're going to play the showbiz quiz today. Let's see how sharp your mind is when it comes to the movies. What do these three movies have in common? Waiting for Guffman, The Last Polka, and Best in Show. What do those three movies have in common? Waiting for Guffman, The Last Polka, and Best in Show. All right, think about it. We'll have the answer for you coming up.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Yes, indeed. It has been a while since we've checked out what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast X feed. It's called I Saw It on the X. She's known simply as Denise or Denise. She posted this question: which U.S. state is the most embarrassing? So I zipped through the top 100 answers, and here are the top three. Would you believe Minnesota made the list? Gee, I wonder why. New York, number two, and number one, in a shocker, California. I wasn't surprised by that at all. In fact, California really got over 40% of the votes on this one. So I'm going to add this to my list of 99 reasons why Slumlord Gavin Newsom is simply a ginormous stanky pile of Democratic pig shittery.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, let's get through the tough stuff part first. Actress Catherine O'Hara. God, we all loved her in Beetlejuice, Home Alone, and Best in Show. She passed away at 71 suddenly on Friday. An actor who played Lamont Sanford on Sanford and Son in the 70s, Damon Wilson, kicked the bucket at 79. Now, as you know, celebrity deaths usually happen in threes, so anybody up for a game of celebrity death pool? Nobody? That's it? No? Okay, moving on. The luscious Sydney Sweeney continues to drive skanky liberal women nuts. She's being featured on Cosmo this month wearing her new siren lingerie. Now, I still haven't determined if Sydney is a gift from God or a slut from Satan. But it's fun watching women in pink hair and they have that bone in their nose who can't look down and see their damn feet lose their minds. That's enjoyable. The Grammy Awards took place last night, but reports say it turned into an ice out protest where Bad Bunny, the Super Bowl halftime show, won a bunch of awards. Gee, are you shocked by that? It's all promotion, man. There's nothing real here. You know, I'm sure there are English-speaking only Americans right now just cranking up the Bad Bunny music right now. And the green-haired one, Billie Eilish. I call her Eyelash. But, yeah, her music makes me want to hang myself. But some people like her. But she gave this huge lecture about no one is illegal on stolen land. No one. And you all come. Come to America. It's free. That's what she's for. And that's why I didn't watch this shit show. I knew what it was going to be. I refuse to watch a bunch of forgettable dipshits who think they matter because they wrote a song or two. I mean, hey, go enjoy your mansions on stolen land, all right? Surrounded by gates that keep the illegals out that you expect U.S. citizens to work hard and pay for so you can act holier than thou. You know, fuck each and every one of you two while I'm at it. Except Jelly Roll. You little dick suckers could learn something from this man's lived experience. Go talk to the man. Maybe he'll teach you a thing or two. And that is a nasty slice of celebrity cheese.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes. When you send us your questions, comments, and observations to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. Jennifer T. in Syracuse, New York. I'm starting to think you're right about this Mam Donnie character. I don't think he's going to last a year before he's crucified. Well, it's already started. I mean, you're a month into this thing, and they're already outside the governor's mansion in New York protesting him, saying he lied and want him to get the hell out. So can you imagine what it's going to be like over the next 47 months in New York? But hey, you voted for it. Now you're going to get it. Gabe C., San Juan Capistrano, California, said, I'm so frickin' pissed off about this proposed mileage tax the Democrats are trying to shove down our throats. It's going to jump the cost of everything again. What can we do to stop this? Well, you got to get loud. Your voice has to be heard. Okay, take this phone number down. I always keep it on file just in case I need to give the old governor a call. That old fucknut Gavin Newsom. California Legislature and Gavin Newsom at 855-977-1770. You got to call. Flood that line. And tell them that you don't want this shit. Okay, you got to show up at meetings in person. Democrats have to realize this is going to end their reign of terror in California. Now, I think a reasonable governor would say, we're losing tax revenue due to all the electric cars. Let's slap a mileage tax on these people and leave all of us who have gas-powered cars the hell alone. Makes sense, right? But as we know, Gavin Newsom is a stupid son of a bitch. So let's play some games here. All right, Chuck G., Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, I saw where you're doing a poll on TikTok about ABC canceling The View. Do you have a final tally yet? This wasn't a serious poll, Chuck. I throw this stuff up designed to get attention and participation from our more than 3,500 followers. But the result was overwhelmingly for ABC to cancel The View by 93-7. Most libertarians, independents, and Republicans want these ignorant women spewing nonstop Democratic dipshittery off the air. There's no doubt about that. But not a real poll, though, that you can take seriously. All right. Mikey K., Aberdeen, South Dakota. And guess what? We have a dating dilemma.
Whoa,
isn't that special?
Yes, Mikey writes, I'm flat-ass broke right now with Valentine's Day coming up. What are the chances if I break up with my girlfriend for about a month to avoid getting her a gift, she'll forgive me? Oh, God. Mikey. Dude, come on. You don't have something you can sell, like some, you know, something like a baseball card or, I don't know, something to get some cash? Really? I mean, what if you sat her down and explained your situation? You don't think that she would be understanding? I mean, you... And there's my boy Jagger. Hey, it's only Monday and he's horny already. My God. But anyway, you can't light some candles, put on some romantic music, maybe grab a bottle of wine, make her a nice dinner, followed by some hot, lovely oosh ya daddy action? Come on, man. Women never forget a good orgasm. But she will never forgive you if you're just a cheap bastard with no imagination, all right? It doesn't have to be expensive. A little wine, a little dinner, a little lovemaking, you'll be fine, dude, but don't do what you're thinking. Mandy D., Bullhead City, Arizona, says, I finally met a good-looking man in this crappy casino town, and he has a micro penis. Great. She said it was like hooking up with a 3-inch thimble. My clit is bigger than his dick. Well, don't hold back, Mandy. But she says, should I keep him or throw him back to the wolves? I think you answered your own damn question. His Delta Tau Chi name is Wolfbait. My God. I always say, the more salacious and outrageous, the better, don't I? So there you have it. That was one.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head Trauma.
Thanks for making my Monday, Mandy. All right, Head Trauma. We are playing the showbiz quiz today. The question is, what do these three movies have in common? Waiting for Guffman, The Last Polka, and Best in Show. Did you figure it out? Shouldn't be too difficult. They all starred Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy. If that's what you guessed,
yeah, baby.
Congratulations, yeah. You got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. I'm going to scram. There's a Bobbing for Boobies contest at the mall later on today, and the winner who grabs the most apples wins a free set of tits. Mm-hmm. I expect this is going to be a heated competitive competition. I can't miss this one. But first, is this real or riffraff? Did you know your body craves sugary? Sugary goodies, salty goodies, and fatty foods when you're under a lot of stress. Alexa, is this true or is it riffraff?
This is 100% true, but it doesn't mean all fat people are stressed out.
Okay, then why are fat people fat?
It could be genes, a thyroid issue, or listening to the sound of your voice.
Oh, Jesus. Alexa, why does everything become personal with you? Everything turns into a damn insult.
If it makes you feel any better, go ahead and insult me, I dare you.
Oh, God. I'd rather just muzzle you.
You have weenie dog breath.
Get the fuck out!
God. Welcome to Rat Nation. George Furby of Oak Park, California. Tanya Hall in New Orleans, Louisiana. Danny Perez in Miami, Florida. Kyle Reinhardt in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Dixie Smith in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And around the world to Hitchin in the UK, the new Glasgow in Canada. Juarez, Mexico. Hey, how you doing, cartels? Thanks for listening. Bangkok in Thailand and Cape Town, South Africa. Fleabag, get off the phone. We're trying to... Who are you trying to call anyway? Oh, my God. Thank you so much for interrupting my flow, buddy. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Make sure to go to ratsasspodcast.com to get their entire experience. Listen to the previous episodes. Read the blog that's loaded with hot topicality. Catch Rat's Ass Rock TV this weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, with Metallica at the halftime show. Join the mischief at Rat Nation and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Thursday, February 5th. Take care of each other. And thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast in association with the Oz Podcast Group.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.